Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Mom Mindset. Today, we're diving into a topic that's absolutely crucial, especially in this whirlwind of life we call modern parenting. We're talking about setting healthy boundaries, those invisible lines that define where me ends and everyone else begins. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 until there's nothing left? You know, that feeling of being pulled in a million directions, always saying yes, even when your inner voice is screaming no. Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But the good news is we can change that. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about becoming selfish or shutting people out. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as the best version of yourself for your family and for everyone around you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your favorite sweater without getting it back, right? Well, your time, energy, and emotions are just as precious. It's about protecting those things and ensuring they're used in a way that feels fulfilling and empowering. So, how do we actually build these boundaries? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Know your limits. What drains you? What makes you feel resentful or overwhelmed? Is it always being the go-to person for everyone's problems? Is it feeling obligated to attend every school function, even when your schedule is already packed? Identifying these triggers is the first step in setting boundaries. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know your limits, it's time to communicate them. And I'm not talking about dropping hints, be direct and assertive. You could say something like, I'm happy to help with this project, but I can only commit to X hours each week. Or maybe, while I love spending time with everyone, my weekends are really important for recharging. 3. Don't be afraid to say no. This one is huge. Saying no can feel uncomfortable at first, but it's essential for protecting your time and energy. Remember, you don't have to justify your reasons. A simple I appreciate the offer, but I'm not able to do that right now is perfectly sufficient. 4. Practice self-care. This isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize self-care, you're filling up your own cup so you have more to give others. Whether it's taking a relaxing bath, going for a walk in nature, or simply reading a good book, make time for activities that nourish your soul. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, setting boundaries is a process and it takes time and practice. There will be bumps along the way, but don't get discouraged. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Let me tell you a story. A few weeks ago, I was invited to attend 3 different events in one weekend: a friend's birthday party, my niece's soccer game, and a work conference. Now, I love spending time with my family and friends, but realistically, I knew I couldn't do it all without feeling completely drained. So instead of trying to squeeze everything in, I made a conscious decision. I politely declined the work conference, explaining that I had other commitments that weekend. Guess what? The world didn't end. My work colleagues were understanding, and my family felt more connected because we spent quality time together at the soccer game and birthday party. By setting that boundary, I prioritized my well-being and created space for the things that truly mattered. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build healthy boundaries. Remember, saying yes to yourself is a powerful act of self-love. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest challenges when it comes to setting boundaries? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, remember, you deserve to be heard, respected, and valued. Keep shining bright, mamas.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.